From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Madison Conti. A dispute between Planned Parenthood and state officials is being heard at a regulatory hearing in St. Louis this week. On the first day of the hearing, attorneys for the Missouri Department of Health and Senior Services used their time to try to make the case the clinic is unsafe. Sarah Fenton reports.
Earlier this year, state health officials declined to renew Planned Parenthood's license to provide abortions on the grounds that clinicians were reckless and unsafe in providing care. Lawyers for the department on Monday told the Administrative Hearing Commission the clinic had put patients at risk. They said one patient went to the hospital because of heavy bleeding. Other procedures failed to terminate patients' pregnancies. Planned Parenthood officials say the department is unfairly focusing on four rare cases out of thousands. David Eisenberg is a physician at the clinic.
And they have twisted the process in a way that four patients might jeopardize the health of over 1 million women in the state of Missouri because those four patients experienced a rare but known complication from abortion care.
The hearing continues through Friday. I'm Sarah Fenton, St. Louis Public Radio.
A former FBI agent who helped to investigate former Governor Eric Greitens is scheduled to go on trial next year on charges of perjury and evidence tampering. The St. Louis Post-Dispatch reports that defense lawyers agreed Friday to a March 30 trial date. Missouri officials are bullish about a transportation concept that will shuttle people from St. Louis to Kansas City at really, really fast speeds. Jason Rosenbaum reports on why lawmakers believe the Hyperloop can be more than just wishful thinking.
The Hyperloop could take passengers from St. Louis to Kansas City at a speed of over 600 miles per hour. A panel looking into the project estimates that it would cost anywhere between $7.3 billion and $10.4 billion. House Speaker Elijah Haar wants to get what's known as a national certification track in the state. The Springfield Republican says if the roughly 12 to 15-mile test track is built, the St. Louis to Kansas City line will likely follow.
We've always sort of been on the cutting edge of this type of thing, and I think the Hyperloop is exactly that. It's the next step in transportation, and it's the next place that we can sort of lead the country.
The panel's report suggests both public and private funding foot the bill for building the Hyperloop, as well as the test track. I'm Jason Rosenbaum.
Some St. Louis County leaders are calling for a police leadership shakeup after a jury found that a sergeant was discriminated against because of his sexual orientation and recommended that he be awarded nearly $20 million. Councilwoman Lisa Clancy says Police Chief John Belmar should resign because of what she described as a, quote, culture of rampant racism and homophobia. The St. Louis Post-Dispatch reports that she and another council member also called for County Executive Sam Page to replace members of the police board that holds the power to fire the chief. I'm Madison Conti, KBIA News, Columbia.